All our pasha kulu nemra la seder. All the psukim that talk about here in Achri Mois all go according to the seder. We do it the way it says in the psukim. Chutz mi posik ze, excluding this one posik. This posik comes right after the Sir Lazozel, and it's not true because after the Sir Lazozel, he's still wearing his big deal oven. Why does he have to change again? So this posik doesn't belong in this place. This posik goes later. After he changed the Big Dizot to do the Isle of Ailom, then he changes back again to the Big Dilovin to go and take out the Machta. Fred Gemara, my timer. Why are we dashing this way? Omer Rav Chizda, Gemiri, we know that Allah Moshe Sinai, that Chomesh Tfilois, V'yasore Kedushin, Teva Kohen Gadol, V'mekadosh Bay Bayoim. Then Allah Moshe Sinai, we know that on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol has to change 5 times his begodim, and he has to go to the mikveh each time, and he has to make 2 times the kiddush adayim reglayim. So there's 5 and 10. Now v'yamer kisidron ksivei, if the psukim go kisidron, that while he's still in the lazozel, while he's still holding with his first time, is wearing the big dilovin. At that time, the pasuk says, now take out the kaf, take out the machta, so you don't have to change to your big day zov in between. So meskachas le alasholas tfilos v'oshish kedushin. According to the Seder of Psukim, all you have to have is just 3 changings. Because he starts off in the morning doing the Tomichal Shachar. That's what Big Day Zov. Then he has to change to the Big Day Lovin to do the Avodah Shem Kippur of the Sawyer and the Chattas Apnim. And he does the Keteris then. And then Poshup Shan the Psukim, then he takes out the Kafa Machter also. And now he goes outside to change to his gold begodim, and that's it. And with the golden begodim, he does the ilam, and then he does the musafim, and that's it. So you only had to change 3 times. How do we have? They have to change 5 times. Elamai, we have to change around this posik and say the seder is that first he did through the tumah to shachar in gold, then he put on the white to do the soyer and the power, the kohen gadol and the keteris apanim. Then he goes outside. We skip posik of gimel and we go to posik of dalid. He goes outside to do the ilam. He changes to the golden begodim to do the ilam. Then he changes back again to his white begodim to go pasuk of gimel. We put it there to take out the kafah machta. And then he has to change again to put back on again the golden begodim to finish off the musafim. So that's how we have 5 changes with 5 tefillos. So because this halacha Moshe Sinai, we have to change around pasuk of gimel and don't put it. He took the kafah machta as soon as he got finished with the keteris, but rather he left it there. He went outside and put on his golden begodim to do the ilam, and then later he went back in again to change the begodim. Maskev lo Reb Zeir, so very efficacious. Good, true, you have to divide something in between. Maybe the korban that was done in between was this korban musaf. The pasuk says the soyer anasa b'chutz. Maybe that's what was done in between. Like Rashi says, V'soyer anasa b'chutz, k'nasiv, mavad chatas ha-kipurim. For who ain't a kosev kan? This pasuk doesn't say here in Pashas Achri Mois. So maybe the pshat is like this. Maybe, true, in Achri Mois, read the psukim k'seidim. First he did the Tomach HaShachar. Then he did the Avodah Sayoyim, the power and the sir with the big deal of him. But maybe he had to go outside now to do the chatis, to do the musafim, that musaf of the korban chatis, series mechad, chatis. That doesn't machal say here in Achri Mois. That only says later in Pashas Pekudim, in Pashas Bamidbar. So he had to go outside, put on the golden begodim to do that korban chatas musaf. Then the pasuk says Chav Gimel, very good. Now go back in again with your white begodim, change to take out the kafah machta, and then come out again, and then do the Isle of Ailam. So how do we know to change around this seder here in Achri Mois? Maybe no. Maybe this seder is good. True, we have to have 1 time in between the Sirizim and the Kafah Machta in Avodah. Maybe it's not the Avodah that it says here in Pesach of Dalid of the Ailam, but maybe it's the Sir Chatis that talks about a Pashas Pekudim. So then you won't change around at all. The Seder in Achri Mois, the Seder here will be very good. Where's Eis Nakasha? Maybe what he changed in between was the Sir Chatis, and now don't have to change around at all the Seder of the Pesukim here in Achri Mois. After Gemara, Omer Abayi, Omer Kro, the pasuk says no. V'yotza v'yose salosei. Says here he goes outside now and he does his oila. Mi'itziya rishoyna ovet eila v'yelam. Mashma, from the first time he's leaving the Kodesh HaKadoshim, what he does now is does the eye of Eilam. That's what's mashma from the pasuk. V'yotza, he's going out now, v'yose he's doing. This is the first time he's going out. If you want to tell me that the pshat was before, after he finished the power on the Sawyer, he already went out to do the Sirizim, the Chatis of the Musaf. And then he went back in for the calf. And now he's coming out again to do the ayil. It's not mashma there. That would be the second time he's coming out. And the pasuk is mashma v'yotza v'yosa. This is the first time, as soon as the first time he leaves the Kodesh Kodashim, he leaves his big day lovin. In other words, the second time he's putting on the big day zov, what he has to do right away is the ayil v'ayilom. So you have to say, true, that was the first thing that came out, he did the ayilom, and then he had to put on his big day lovin to go back in again and take out the kafa machta. That pasuk of gimel is not in the right place. From the first time he leaves the Kodesh Kodashim, Ovid Elov Elom. That's what's mashma. Rav Rama, Rav says another pshat. Rav Rama, Omakro, the poster says like this. Uforshat is big day abad. He has to take off his big day abad. But after I saw his kafu machta, the big day lovin, the poster says, in Pasuk of Gimel, Vu Aaron Eloy Elmoid, Uforshat is big day abad, Asher Lovash. So it says he takes off his big day lovin. Now, he takes off the big day lovin. Shein talmud loy mashal lovash. The pasuk didn't have to say that's what he wore, because trita klum modem poshe del mashal lovash. What else do you take off? A person only takes off something that he was wearing. So why is the pasuk saying take off your white begodim? Then that's what you were wearing. Hey, so poshet as big day abod ashal lovash. The pshita you take off what you already wore. Elamat talmud loyma ashal lovash. That means shalovash kfar. Mashmi, you already wore it already from before. So Rashi's Masbah, Rava just wants to explain that we talk about now, the kafu machta, like we say now, when you take off your big day lovin and putting on the big day zov, you already did it already a time before. So the kitzes mashma that the kafu machta was not, when you're taking off your begodim after the kafu machta, it's not the pshat is this is the first time you're taking off the white begodim. Now, mashmid is the second time you're taking off the white begodim. So then you have to say that there's a hefsek in between. That not the pshat, he took out the kafa machta when the first time he was wearing the white begodim. You have to say, no, the pasuk is mashma, this is the second time he's taking it off. So you have to say, after he did the avodah and the pnim of the soyer and the par, he went outside to do the eye of Ayalom. He wore the gold begodim. Then he put back on again the big day lovin to go in to take out the kafra machta. And then for the second time now, he's taken off his big day lovin. That's why you have to say, Pasuk Chagimel is not in the right place. That there was something done in between taking out the kafra machta and the sorim, the parim of the panim. Maskev lo rabba bar shalom. V'yayim, let's say like this. The maskev lo the sorim and nasa bachutz. Like we had before. This is the same kash we had before. Why don't you say your master in between with the story of Musaf? That it says v'yotza v'yosa, and then everything else will go according to the seder. After Gemara, if you say like that, then the pasha will be in the right seder. That we had before. It's mashma no, that the first time he leaves the panim, you know what he does the first time? He does the loss of Yerlesom. So you can't say that he went out before to do the chatis of Musaf, because the pasuk is mashma the first time he leaves the panim, right away he does the yotz of Yosef Selosai. So you can't say it was mashma like we want to say before with the carbon Musaf. At the Gemara now, you're telling me v'chol ha'pasha kula nemra l'saydeh, is it true what you said that all the psukim that it says here only posuch of gimel, but all the other psukim you want to say goes according to the seder? Is that true? V'akroi ksivei? No, I'll tell you, there's the stira and psukim that not mashma goes according to the seder, because one posuch says v'yeschele v'achatis yakra mizbechem, you should burn the emurim of the korban chatis. Yeah, v'hodar, then the posuch says v'yespara chatis. And then
you go to burn the par and the chatis.
We are not, now we learn not like that. We learned that a royas kohen gadol, whoever sees the kohen gadol, shukaira, if he sees him laying in the pashia, is ain a royas par v'soram nesrofin. You can't see because at the same time the way they're burning the par and nesrofin, because that was done the same time. Vilu emurei chatis. Now when did they burn the emurim of the korban chatis?
The emurim of the par and the soyer, is the burnings of the meat, that was bosar hochi, that was first later. Maktalu, they used to burn it.
So, that first they burned the musafim, they burnt the emurim chatis, and that first later they burned the par manasrofim. And from the Mishnayos before, it's mashma not like that. It says first they burnt the Purim HaNesrofim, and then they burnt the Emuri Chattis. You see, the Psukim are not in the right order. And the Gemara like this, Eimor, Chutz mi Posik Zev Yelech. It means to say, from the first few Psukim in Achrei Mois, up until you get the Posik Chav Gimel, everything was in the Seder. But once you got the Chav Gimel, it's not in the right order, and Echanami, the rest of the Psukim also, could be not in the right order. For the Gemara, Oma Chazis to Meshavesh Kroi, what are you saying the Psukim are not in the right order? The Psukim, Mashma, first you burn the Emurei Chattis, and then you burn the Purim HaNesrofim. Shibash Masnisen. Yokash was, because the Mishnah says not like that. Maybe the Mishnah made a mistake. Maybe the Mishnah is wrong. Change around the Mishnah. Why say the Psukim are in the wrong order? Maybe the Psukim are in the right order. That first you have to burn the Emuria of the Chattis, and then you first burn the Purim HaNesrofim. Rabbi Abai said, no, that can't be. Because Omakor, the Pasuk says, V'ya Mishalach V'ya Sarif.
That Ma Mishalach Demikora, just like when it talks about Mishalach, the one that sends away the Sor Lazozil, happened before. If Av Sarif Demikora, who are then when it says Hasarif, the one that goes to burn the Purim HaNesrofim, also is done before. In other words, what we're saying here really in Pasuk, Chofei, the Pasuk says, V'yeshchelo V'achatash Yakram Esbecham. It says, now's the time to burn the Emurim of the Chattis, of the Par and the Soyer. Then the Pasuk says in Chovov, that the one that sends the Sor Lazozel, he has to wash his Begodim. And we know now, the Psukim said before already, that you have to send away the Sor Lazozel, before you burn the Chattis, the Emurim of the Chattis. So the word V'amashalach has to mean that it happened before. So what then later in the Pasuk, in Pasuk Chov Ches, when it says, V'yasarif oisim mechabes Begodim, that the person that burns the Purim HaNesrofim, he has to wash his begodim, it also means that he burnt it before Pasuk Chafei, before the burning of the Emurim. So the Gemara says, maybe no, Adarav, let's say just the opposite. Ma Sarif Dahashta, this Pasuk Kiyachov Ches that talks about burning the Purim HaNesrofim, this is the first time the Torah says it. So maybe this is the place, Taka, after you already burnt the Emurim, maybe now you have to burn the Purim HaNesrofim. Dahashta, is Af Meshalach Dahashta, who I didn't, we're talking about sending away the Sor Lazozel, maybe now is really the real time. Is even though the Pesukim spoke about it before, it just means be ready before to do it when it comes the right time. So maybe really the Seder is, first the Pasuk Chafei, you burn the Emurim of the Chattis, and then you first send away the Sor Lazozel, and then Taka, you first burn the Purim HaNesrofim. So maybe the Pesukim are in the right order. So Gemara says, no, V'hamishalech Timikor Mashma. When it says Vaham Mishalech, it means that was sent, well, the mitzvah was to send it away before. So the Sor Lazozel for sure was sent away before Pasuk Chafei, before we go to burn the Emurim of the Chattis. So just like the word Vaham Mishalech means it was done before, Hu Adin V'Hasarif, when it goes to burn the Purim HaNesrofim, it also means that it was burnt before the Inyan of burning V'Makdeh the Emurim of the Chattis. Rava says another Raya, that you can't say the Meshaleach was sent away first later, the way it says in the Psukim, after the burning of the Emurim. Why? Because Omakro, the Pasuk says before, that Yomad Chai Ad Mosa Yezok Glamad Chai, until how long does the Korban Lazozel, the Sor Lazozel have to be alive? Ad Shas Kapara, like it says in Pasuk Yud, Yomad Chai Lefnei Hashem Lechaper Olov, that Lazozel has to be alive until the time you make a Kapara for it. That you have the kapara done, in other words, with the chattis lashem. Now, v'yemosai shas kapara, when is the time of the shas kapara? When do we have the forgiveness from the other soya, the soya which is the chattis lashem? The shas matan domin, from the time of matan domin, the suloy enat mua. In other words, the soya lazozo does not have to be alive after the matan domin of the soya which is the chattis lashem. And that the psukim say way before the burning of the emurim of the chattis. So therefore, for sure, when you send away the Lazozel, it does not have to be after the burning of the Emurim of the Chattis, but Avada, they sent away the Lazozel way before. So the Kitzam, when it says V'Mishalach, it means V'Mishalach before. So just like the word V'Mishalach, sending away the Sor Lazozel, was done before you burnt the Emurim of the Chattis, who are then, when the Pasuk says V'Asarif, that you have to burn the Purim HaNesrofim, the meat of the animal, it also means it was done before the burning of the Chattis. Like it says in our Mishnah, that Avada first, they burned the Purim HaNesrofim, the animal itself, and that's what the Mishnah before said, the same time the Kohen Gadol was laying the Parsha in the Ezras Noshim, the same time they were burning these Parma Nasra from outside Chutz L'Yerushalayim. And first later on, the Mishnah says they were marked the Yemurim of the Chattis, the Yemurim of the Parma Nasrafim. So you have to say these psukim are not in the right order. Nothing more says a Maisa. Osi Mishalich, the Mishalich is the one that sent, took away the Soil Azazel. So we had before in the Mishnah, he used to go on Yom Kippur, and he used to come back on Yom Kippur to the first Sukkah, and he used to stay there until Metzoy Yom Kippur, and then he would come home. So the Gemara says a Maisa, that when he came home, Motza Bashuk LeKoyen Gadol. If he found the Kohen Gadol in the shuk, in the street, so he had to give him covered in the street. So Aymalah, he would say to the Kohen Gadol like this, Ishi Kohen Gadol, you chashav a Kohen Gadol, or sinu shlichu sechem. Yishno, I did your shlichus. Now to give you covered, it's called I did what you told me to do. That I took the Soy Lazozel to the Tzoyk, and there I threw it off the cliff. What about the Motzah Bebeisoy? Let's say if it happens when this person comes back after Yom Kippur and finds the Kohen Gadol in his house, not outside in the street, then he's not mechuyev to give him so much covid. His oimlo, he tells him like this, mechaye chayim, he's the Kodesh Baruch Hu that keeps everybody alive, or sinu shluchusay, yishno, I did his shlichus. You have to say, I did what the Kodesh Baruch Hu told me to do, the mitzvah of sending away the soil azazel. Omar Rabbi said like this, ki miftari rabbonim yadodi b'pumpadisa. When the rabbonim of Pumpadisa used to say goodbye to one another, Amri, this is the way they said a bracha one to another. They said, hochi, that Mechaye Chaim, he's the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the one that gives life, Yitem Lecho Chayim Aruchim. He should give you, be Mezaki you, a Brocha, a long life. The Toivim, a good life, a Mesukonim, it should be a sweet life. So the moral of the Apostle says in Tehillim, that David Melech said, is Halech Lefnei Hashem Be'atzos Chaim. Let me walk in front of my Kodesh Baruch Hu, Be'atzos Chaim, in the land of life. Is Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Zeh Mokim Shvokim. What did David Melech say? What did he mean by Arta Sachayim? He means to be able to walk through the marketplaces. In other words, like Rashi says, David Melech was sent away from, he was always running away from place to place, so partially he couldn't find food to buy. So he was mispavel, let me be Zoycha, I should be able to go to the marketplace, and there should be food there, and I should be able to buy it. Then the Apostle says in Mishlei, Ki oirech yomim u'shinois chayim, v'sholom yosifu l'cho. That you have a long life, Ushnois Chaim, life of years of life, Vishogim Yasifu Lachon, I should give you a peace. For the Gemara of Yeshonim Shachayim, Yeshonim Shenim Shachayim, is it possible to have life, years, not of Chaim? Like, what do you mean I'll give you Ushnois Chaim, I'll give you years of life? How else do you have years without life? His Omri of Loza Elud, the Pasuk means, Shnoisir Shalodim. These are the years of a person, Hamithap Chais Olav Meirul Latoiva. That changes over from bad to good. And Rashi says the pshat is that mi shehoi oni biyadusa, somebody was poor when he was young, v'nasa osher liyesik nosa, and when he became older, he became rich, is doim aloi kilo achshav nasa chai metech misa. It's as if like he became alive again. From metech misa, from metech anias, he became alive again of being rich. Then the posik in Mishlei says, this is the end of the posik before Kiyorach Yomim, that it says, Aleichem Ishim Ekra. In other words, to you, Ishim, lesson of men, Ekra I will call. So what does it mean? Omer Yabi Brachia. Elu Tamidi Chachomim. The Ishim here means Tamidi Chachomim, that really the men, of Eshedoimim Lenoshim. They look like women. What does that mean? Rashi says, that since the Tamidi Chachomim, they have a Nusenon, they have the Midah of Anova, they're very humble, Utushe Koyach, they're very weak. In other words, from learning Torah, you lose your strength. So they're like weak, like women. The oisim gevura kanoshim. When it comes to learning Torah, to give out psukim, they're very strong to give out good psukim, like gevura kanoshim, like men. The Miri says the pshat is like women usually. The kolkvoy de bas melech pnima, that the eager women are supposed to stay inside the house. So adin tamid chachamim also. They only stay inside the yeshiva. They stay inside and learn the whole day. So they're like noshim. But the oisim gevura kanoshim. They do strength. They pass in Charles Kanoshim like strong men. If somebody wants to be Zeicha, to do the Avodah, to pour the Yayin, Agavia Mizbeach, is Yemole Groinim Shatamid Chachomim Yayin. He should make sure to pour down wine, because make sure to be Mahana Tamid Chachomim. Make sure they have wine to drink. Shinemakos, as Pasuk says, Aleichem Ishim Ekra. To you, Ishim, I will call. So Rashi says, Isha means Loshen Isha, midloik siv anoshim. It doesn't say really men, so it could mean Isha means things that are burnt. In other words, that to you, you'll be zeicha to make the burning, to make the nisach hayayin. So if you're zeicha to give Tamil Chomim the yayin, you'll be zeicha back to also bring the kabonis, to bring the nisach hayayin. So in other words, like, V'yaleichem, like to you, Tamil Chomim, Isha Mekra, if I will call you, like to drink wine, B'schuzer, I would also be zeicha to make the nisach hamayim. The Gemara says, Om V'yamura Brachia, Im Roya Odom She Toiro Pesekis Mizaroi. If somebody sees that his children, like, are not learning Torah the way they're supposed to, it's like ending the limit of Torah. Is Yisra Bas Talmud Chochem? Let your son go to marry the daughter of a Talmud Chochem. That will be mechazakim to keep him learning. Shenema, like the Pasuk says, Im Yiskan Boritz Sharshai, if the roots in the ground become old, Uva Ofa Yomaz Gezoi, and the stump of the tree, like, is dying in the ground, in other words, like your children are stopping to learn Torah, is Mereyach Mayim Yafriach. From the smell of water, it will blossom again.